Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's happening there, good folks? It's your man Beast Bum Gun live on the off ramp, April 16th, 2013, 11 p.m. Eastern. What's happening there, good folks? Of course, you know it's the off ramp, but we give you a vehicle to say whatever's on your mind, whatever you got to get off your chest, something you want to bring up, something you want to discuss that people don't want you to talk about. This is your muse to say. Feel free to call in 646-915-8680. Not sure where my co-hosts are tonight. Guess they must be too busy. So right now it's just gonna be rocking with me and you. There goes my man M Extra Money just signed on in. M Extra, what's going on there, Chief? All right, don't know if he can hear us yet. He just dropped out. So we just gonna go ahead and keep this moving, man. Of course, it's still another tough day, man. 2 days removed from, you know, the whole Boston Marathon, you know, terror incidents, which was just sad to see, man. And the president was able to make some comments today. You know, you're starting to hear, you know, more stories about the victims and about eight-year-old boy that was lost, you know what I mean? It was a Chinese lady that was lost, two brothers lost legs, and it's a sad story, man. It's not going to be a depressing show or nothing, man, but I just want to say still prayers if people who are listening were involved at that Boston area or family and friends involved, and prayers definitely still go out. You know, it's still a sad situation, but hopefully they find the person or people who are responsible, and, you know what I mean, tie them up. Metro, see you sign back on. What's going on, bro?
Hey, what's going on, man? My bad. I hit the wrong button, man.
No problem. So got a couple things that we can talk about, you know, some stuff that we never got to from over the weekend. The first thing I want to talk about, you know, Jackie Robinson Day was the other day, man, and they were talking about how great the movie, The 42, that just came out was, man. I was wondering if you was going to go check that out or not.
You know, I don't do movies, man. I get mine from uTorrent.com.
You bootleg king out here. Yeah, I was just speaking of that, yo. That's why I love the off ramp, because we can always go off topic. I was just watching this show on True TV called I Almost Got Away With It. Have you ever seen that show?
Yeah,
they had a dude on there who was like the first bootleg king, you know, the first dude who's taping movies, yo. And they just couldn't catch him, yo. Every time, yo, they would catch him filming movies, yo. He'd be like, yo, it's for my personal use. There's no law against filming movies, yo. They just had to let him go, yo. They said that kid was raking up thousands.
Wow. I didn't know that was the excuse you use.
Say that again?
I said, I didn't know that was the excuse you use, is personal use.
Yeah, man, as a kid said, he was like a film student and was just studying film and learning how to cut it up. He said he was just using it for personal use and wasn't to sell it for monetary gain, and they couldn't catch him. Like, even though they ran up into his house with his girl, you know what I mean, found all his equipment with all the videotape, the dude kept saying, yo, it was for personal use. So that's why, I know you don't go to the movies, but in the bootleg movie that you be getting from U-Turn, if you ever see the little FBI warning, it says, like, even for personal use, show, because it was this, he set off this huge litigation case, and he was the reason behind that, you know.
Oh, word.
Yeah, man, it's crazy stuff that you see. But, yeah, man, I always thought, I mean, the reason why I brought that, man, I thought it was cool. You know, I'm not a huge fan of baseball. I do enjoy watching my Phillies. You know, man, I think baseball is great live. It's tough to watch on TV. I just think it's cool how baseball, allows everybody to wear the same number on one day for Jackie Robinson. But yeah, did you know that people consider him the greatest athlete of all time? They say baseball was his fourth best sport.
Whoa.
Yeah, they say in the story, they say if you really know Jackie Robinson, they say he's an enigma of a man. First of all, he was a registered Republican, which just cracks me up because, you know, you would think, you know, how most... Man, what are you doing back there, yo?
Yeah. Oh, my bad. No, my bad. No, but the reason why that is that because they call Lincoln Republicans, yeah, because of slavery. Lincoln was a Republican, and he freed slaves, so all black people were Republicans initially.
Yeah, I mean, this is years way after Lincoln. I mean, I don't know what the party system looked like in the 30s. I don't know if they were still, I don't know, most blacks were still Republicans then. I just don't know what the party system looked like. But, like, he was a registered Republican. But they said, like, he could have ran in the Olympics in track, but didn't want to. They said he would have been a Hall of Fame football player, and he was an All-American basketball player at UCLA. And baseball was his fourth favorite sport, yeah. Fourth sport he was good at, yeah. So I was just like, that's just crazy. I never heard that type of story from him, you know. But, Max, are you still there? I don't know what happened to him, folks. So when he gets back in, he gets back in. But, there you go. Yeah, I don't know, your phone going in and out, you know. So just let me know if you want something to say.
No, I'm good. I mean, that's crazy, though. I mean, being a multi-athlete, I never heard the best athlete thing, but I'm sure that if that's what he excelled in back in the day, he probably was, though. But I thought, they say that about, though? Was it Will or somebody else was like a fool, like all that, like an all-around athlete.
I know they always used to talk about Jim Brown, how he was the best lacrosse player in the world.
Right.
And, like, he would have made lacrosse popular if he'd have kept playing because he was just that much of a beast.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. Another thing I wanted to get that we didn't get a chance to talk this week was about, you know, Tiger Woods at the Masters. Did you see his performance?
No, I mean, I heard about it, man. I didn't really get too much into the whole penalty and all that other kind of stuff because I don't really understand it.
Yo, the penalty joint is just crazy to me because this is kind of the first year that I really sat and watched it. I was actually mad because I watched it a lot Saturday, and I watched it a lot Sunday, but I had to leave because my neighbors – made me lasagna, so I had to go eat lasagna. Yo. That's what happens when you live in good neighborhoods. Yo. You got to go over to dinner parties. But anyway, yo, some dude snitched on him, yo. Like the kid, like, it's just crazy. Like, you're watching TV, the kid hit the ball. First of all, the kid hit a shot. It hit the actual pole. The pole that sticks in the water, it hit that. I mean, the pole that sticks in the hole. No homo. The ball, he hit a shot, the ball hit that, ricocheted, and went into the water. So, like, if the pole wasn't there, you probably would have almost damn near had a hole in one, right?
Right.
So, of course, when it goes in the water, you get a chance. You can either lay up, which means, like, you go to a certain spot where you have to hit it, or you can just drop it, you know what I mean? So, it's basically, you know, where the ball would have went in, you just drop the ball at some random spot, you lose a stroke, and you hit it from there. Well, dude was like, well, you know what I mean? I could just drive it here. Well, they said, I'm going to just drive. You just drive it in the vicinity. But he decided, well, yeah, I'll take a couple steps back since the last shot I hit the pole. I'll just take a couple steps back so this time it won't hit the pole. You're basically moving the ball further away from the hole. Hit it.
Right.
The people reviewed it, said, oh, it was cool. You know, that happens. You know, you're allowed to move the ball further. As long as you're not moving it closer to the hole, he's good. Some dude, so at the end of Tiger's round, he had an okay round. He's talking to the guy. I was like, yeah, well, I just moved it back, so, you know what I mean, so I didn't hit the pole again. Some dude saw that interview and called the judge and was like, yeah, that's illegal. He gained an illegal event. He moved the ball to a point
so that he could have an advantage of it. So they penalized him 2 strokes and was telling him that he needed to resign from the game, you know? Like, that's what golf breeds, yo. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I
like,
know that's how it went.
Yeah, you know, to me, it just doesn't make any sense. How do you take a phone call? Like, the dude was watching TV and called an official and said that was wrong. Like, this is after Tiger then hit the showers and all that, you know? Like, he had been hung up. Like, you know what I mean? He was gone. You know what I mean? And some dude just called up an official was like, yeah, that was illegal. Like, why are they even taking them type of calls, yo? Like, I never understand that. That don't make sense to me. If you don't catch it on the field, yo, it shouldn't count.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, especially when they got officials out there that monitor that stuff.
Yeah, man, I ain't know golf was like that. Yeah, I'd be pissed if I did something, you know, and somebody called up and snitched on me, you know. They should release the snitch's name, you know. If somebody called and said that you did something wrong, yeah, you should at least be able to know who it is, you know.
Yeah, I would think that he would try to take credit for it anyway.
Yeah, well, they said he hasn't come to light. They said they won't release who called. Well, the guy who got the phone call said he won't release who told him. So they said it's probably another official that was just watching it at home, like another golf official,
right.
Which I guess would be cool. But, I mean, if you know the rule, if you think you're nice, you shouldn't be ashamed of speaking your mind. That's what I'm thinking. And then it also was they had on they were talking about Augusta and how racist it was. You know, how the owner of Augusta said that as long as I'm alive, the caddies will be black and the golfers will be white.
When did he say that? During the Masters?
nah, this happened. I want to say, you know, this happened in like the 70s, yo. Like, yo, but that's still gangster to say in 70s, yo. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you say that the caddies will always be black, and the golfers will always be white, yo. Like, that's just fine, bro. Like, I don't know. Like, they say Augusta is the prettiest golf course. I've been to Augusta. I haven't been on the golf course. I'm not going to lie to you. But, like, I've driven past the golf course. My wife's best friend is from Augusta. Yeah, there ain't nothing down there, yo. That golf course is about 2 steps from the hood, yo.
That's why they got the black caddies, yo. They didn't tell them, look, yo, you just carry my clubs, yo. I'll give you $100, yo, towards your next hit.
Yeah, I would love to get on there, but I don't know. I always say that, like if I had the money, because, you know, they talk about fees of like $50,000 a year. Like, that's how much it is to be a membership at a golf course like that, and it's like a crazy waiting list. But as a black person, I don't know if I could join a club that has that type of history if I know it. You know what I mean? Do you think you could join a club that has a history? I mean, they just let their first woman, who's actually black, join the country club last year. Like, it's 2000.
Wasn't that Condoleezza Rice?
Yeah. I don't even count her as black, you know.
But, no, I mean, I think everybody's going, I mean, I guess if you look at it, everything's going to have some kind of, like, negative stereotype in terms of history, especially in the South, because that's, you know what I mean? Like, that's, like, the last states that kind of, forego segregation. So I guess when you're down there, you kind of look past it just because you've probably been through so much and you've probably dealt with other things with that same history, but I guess it's different, I guess, if you're from up north, because it took a little bit longer in that aspect, you know what I mean? Like, we were ahead of the game, so that's kind of, like, more foreign to us than it would be if you're already used to that stuff that happened down south.
Yo, but the owner of the joint is still alive, yo. Like, do you think he still feels that way, yo?
Oh, okay. So he has. I thought he was dead. You know? I didn't know he was still alive. So nobody's really questioning him to like try to like, yo, do you still feel that way? Like, nobody.
Well, I'll tell you. I'll do some research. I thought that when I like the notes that I have from when I was researching this says that he was still alive, unless I'm completely wrong and he did die. Like, and he's still alive and kicking, yo. Like, I mean, of course, now
because of the money that's involved. He's not just the owner, because it used to be just like a plan farmer. Like, that's why, like, I know you didn't watch the matches that much, but each hole is named after the trees that they used to plant and sell in that area, which is kind of cool. So, like, each pole is named after that plant. So they used to sell, you know, it was a big farm. But, like, I want to say it's just him and other dudes who basically own it. And dude said, as long as I'm alive, the caddies will be black and the golfers will be white, but they didn't allow the first white caddy in, like, the 80s, yo.
That's crazy.
And it was like, and he didn't even want women caddies until, I want to say, like, 2 years ago, yo. Like, because some dudes bring their wives around to be caddies, which I think is kind of cool. I know my wife wouldn't caddy for me. She'd tell me, she'd holler at me back in the back at the bar.
Yeah, I mean, they sit in the clubhouse, yo, and chill with the rest of the wives, yo.
I know, right? It's pretty crazy, crazy stuff, though.
Get drunk on your dime, yo.
Yeah, buddy. You know everything. Everything pulled up, especially if you get that green jacket. Yo, speaking of Augusta, this is how much research. I was just finding all crazy stuff. Like, once you know how you get that green jacket, right, when you win the Masters?
Right.
You're only allowed to keep it for a year, and then you have to return it.
I thought everybody had it. Really?
Yeah, like, they keep your jacket for you, yeah. And, like, there's only one person. It's a golfer in South Africa. And they kept trying to get him to return the jacket, and he kept saying that. He kept telling them that he lost it or that he forgot to send it, so they finally allowed him to keep it in his museum. Like, they made him sign a release paper that says that it will always be in a museum. But everyone who gets that green jacket has to return it after a year, and they keep that jacket for you. Like, you don't even get a membership if you win the Masters.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I got me keeping my jacket, yo. I got me telling them, like, yeah, y'all going to come take it from me, yo.
Right. I mean, it's crazy, yo.
I thought it was kind of like the Heisman Trophy, where everybody got to keep it and you only wear it on, like, the dinner before and all that other kind of stuff. So maybe they just keep it. And then just so everybody can have theirs when they want to have that dinner before the Masters.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy how the traditions are, yo. But I guess when you're in that circle, you get used to it. Yeah, another thing I have written down that I didn't get yet. We got 12 minutes. Anything you want to talk about in particular?
Nah, I mean, the only thing that I really still have on my mind is them honor killings, yo. I am joining the show. That's just still bugging me out, yo. It's crazy, yo.
Go ahead explain it to the people, because we didn't talk about that on. I know me and you talked about that, but go ahead explain to the people what it is.
All I'm saying is, yo, it's just great. It's crazy how a Jordanian woman can get her throat slit and her belly slashed, exposing her 4 month or 4 month-year old baby, and then get burned. Because all to restore the honor of her family, and the person that did it gets off on leniency, so he doesn't really have to serve no jail time. Like, I don't know what kind of laws they have in Jordan or in that Middle Eastern type of country, yo, but I don't understand honor killing, yo. I don't know how that restores your family to a state that it should be in. Because someone, like, messed up, you know what I mean? By, like, I don't know. They said it's like a list of, like, different types of things you can do to warrant an honor killing. But it's basically like over 5,000 women last year have been, like, killed this way, all based off of these honor, I guess, quote-unquote honor killings. It's crazy to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, when you first sent me that story, I read that. It's just in disbelief to me. I mean, I just don't understand how, you know, people let that go on. Like, it just doesn't make physical or, like, any kind of common sense to me. But then again, you know, those countries, yo, they're weird, you know. I mean, like, even in some of the Middle Eastern countries, yo, women aren't even allowed to ride bikes, yo. Like, they have a whole support group of women just trying to get women to be allowed to ride a bike, yo.
Right.
It's just, I know I'm sexist and all, but, you know what I mean, I ain't that bad.
Yeah.
I'm all about my woman being barefoot in the kitchen and pregnant, you know. But I mean, she could ride a bike if she wanted to. I ain't gonna slit her throat just because she my grits was cold. That's just cruel.
Yeah, man. I have no idea, yo. Like, I just think that's crazy, man. I don't understand that whole aspect of that kind of religion. I wouldn't even know if it's a religion or not. But yeah,
it's got to be something to do with the religion, you know. Because like what I was saying was like, I mean, it's crazy how like religion makes you do things. Like I was talking about how the Aztecs in Mexico, who were, you know what I mean, the richest natives in, you know what I mean, America at that time. Like they had all the gold, you know what I mean, and they used to. Because of a solar eclipse, what we see now is just a phenomenon of the moon getting in the way of the sun during the day, something that's just natural rotation. Yo, they used to just line people up and cut their hearts out, you know, because they worshipped the sun. Their sun was everything to them, and they thought that the sun was getting blacked out, and the god was mad at them. So they used to just cut people's hearts out, you know. Like, that's crazy, yo. I got me sleeping in on that day. If I wake up, you know, and it looks like it's still dark out, I got me just staying in bed.
Right. Not trying to come out. Yeah. Like, I mean, I guess, yo. I don't know. Yeah. I just don't understand it. Yeah. I don't understand how they can be so religious, but think that type of killing. Like, you think it wasn't enough, yo? Like, she had to die from the throat being slit, yo. So, like. Like you thought that wasn't enough, yo, so you had to actually, like, expose the baby? Like, what'd the baby do, yo? And then burn her on top of all that? Like, I don't understand, yo. That's, like, triple. Like, you killed her three times, yo. Like,
I wonder if it had something to do with, like, she had a baby by another man other than her husband or something.
It must have been. It must have been. Or maybe she just had a baby out of wedlock, like you were saying from the beginning, like when we talked about it before. It had to be something for them to do that that type of thing to her stomach, you know what I'm saying? Like, it had to be some kind of, like, baby out of wedlock, baby by another man, something, you know?
Yeah, I know if I go to Jordan with my wife, you know, I'm going to be the biggest dick. I'm like, yo, man, you don't want to act up out here. You better do everything I say.
Right. Yeah, you can almost have to, yo. It's crazy, though, yo.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just crazy, yo.
Nuts on these streets, man. But, I got something else, yo. We got, like, 6 minutes left, yo. Did you hear about the drive-by shooting where the elephant got shot, yo? Did I tell y'all about that? I don't have it checked off, yo.
Nah, yo, what?
Yeah, Ellison caught a hot one in the shoulder last week, yo. It was in Mississippi, yo. It was at the Barnum and Bailey Circus, yo. At a drive-by outside, yo. Ellison caught a couple hot ones, huh?
Wow. Did it catch
Nah, yo. He said it was during performance. You know, they heard a loud screeching, loud gunshots go off, you know, the elephant started going crazy, you know. By the time they got the elephant to calm down, they realized it was some blood. They said it was just a little bit of blood. And they realized the elephant had caught two slugs in the shoulder, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, but if you shoot an elephant twice, you know, and it's only a little bit of blood, you know, that's a bad boy, you know.
Right. Yeah, that's ridiculous, you know. That is ridiculous. Yo, where did this happen at?
Take a wild guess where a drive-by elephant shooting would happen. I'll give you a hint. It's in
America. What, L.A.? It had to be somewhere in California, Baltimore, or Florida.
Nah, it's out. I give it to you. It's out. But think about where somebody could drive by shooting on the circus and get away with it,
Yeah, I have no idea. Texas?
Mississippi,
Yo, Mississippi has to be the worst state in America, yo. Besides Big Trick, yo, they really—I mean, Mississippi is famous for absolutely nothing, yo, except for a river and Big Trick, yo.
Right.
They just abolished slavery. They just abolished slavery, yo. Like 6 months ago.
Right. Yeah, it's horrible, yeah.
So there's nothing. Yeah. They won the city in Mississippi, yo.
One city? I have no idea, yo.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever heard somebody say Mississippi to hang out?
Nope.
Yeah, what is it? That's a good question. Yeah, what's the city? I don't even know what the capital of Mississippi is.
Yeah, all I know is Ole Miss and Mississippi State, yo. And I have no idea where they're at.
That's
it's
got to
be the worst state in America, yo.
And the funny thing is, Jackson, Mississippi, that's the capital. The funny is, that's crazy, though, yo.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, though, yo. I don't mean to change topics, but, yeah. I've been on a mission to try to find these chicken and waffle Lays for, over 2 months now, yo. And I can't find these dudes, yo. Do they have them down there, yo? Like, I'm on Amazon, and they got people selling all three bags for $33.94 out there, yo.
What? $10 a bag?
It was one site that had them for like $60 a bag, man. For all three flavors, yo. Like what? Yo, they must have worked at Lay's to have all three flavors, yo.
Your sister-in-law keep trying to find them, yo. You know, she's pregnant. Crazy, yo. She be trying to find them nasty-ass layers, yo. I don't even want to try them, yo.
Yeah. This is the small bag, yo. The small bag, the little 1.8-ounce bag, is $20, yo. The little snack bag, yo, they got for like $20, yo.
I wouldn't try them, yo. That sounds horrible. Why would you want to dig in a waffle potato chip, yo?
I don't know, yeah. I just want to taste it, yeah. I want to be a part, yeah. See, I tasted them now.
At that point, put the drugs down, you know. If you are half baked, where you talk about chicken and waffle potato chips, you smoke too much. That's when we
chicken
have to have an intervention, yeah.
Chicken and waffles are good, yeah. So I figured the chips would be good too, man.
Yeah, no BS. Sure, I had a bacon brownie in there, yeah.
A bacon brownie?
Yeah. At this hoagie spot down here, this Philadelphia hoagie spot, yo, they sell bacon brownies. That joke is kind of banging, yo. But I like my bacon and brownie separate, though, yo. Like it was good, but I don't think I'll get it again.
Well, hold on. Was the bacon bits in the brownie, or was it just cooked with the bacon grease?
Nah, I don't know what kind of grease it was cooked with, but there was bacon bits all in and on top of the brownie.
Oh wow! The salty and sweet. I guess had it. I can see it working.
Yeah, they have a spot down here that sells chocolate covered bacon. We've eaten that before. It's right across the street from my house. Well, not across the street from my house, but right around the corner from my house, they sell bacon. I mean, chocolate-covered bacon. It's just not my thing, yo. I like my bacon covered in syrup. You know what I'm saying? I like my brownie with ice cream.
I feel you.
Yo, what are you doing back
now, yo? Who, me?
Yes.
I'm not doing nothing, man.
Yeah, when you listen to the playback, yo, it's all types of noise in your background, yo.
It's because I was walking, yo. I was probably walking around. You probably hit the floor.
Stepping on the hard gray. Where you walking around at? You just walking in circles.
Yeah. First of all. I'm just walking
around.
My bad. Yeah, I just saw a girl sniff a condom up her nose and came out of her mouth. On TV. That was disgusting. Had me on pause for a minute.
I just saw a condom in the nose, yo. I was like, yo, why she keep sucking this condom in the nose, yo? And then she put it out of the mouth, yo. I don't know.
Well, on that note, that's our show. Good night, folks.